Let all loyal subjects now freely rejoice, and let forth your mirth with an audible voice. King William in safety arrived to the shore of Ireland, where the loud cannon did roar, expressing their joy that he came to pursue and conquer the French and the Irish crew. At brave Carrickfergus King William did land, met by the Duke Schomberg and the armed band, and other commanders of every degree, all freely expressing of true loyalty. With our mighty monarch the wars they'll pursue, until they have conquered the Irish crew. The drums they did beat and the trumpets did sound, while healths through the army went merrily round. With God save King William, for whom we will fight the wrongs of this nation in order to right. In person the Irish wars he'll pursue to conquer the French and the rebellious crew. Some thousands came flocking wherever he came, with loud acclamations of joy to proclaim. In every city his royal renown, resolving to stand by his Protestant crown. With both life and fortune the wars they pursue, to conquer the French and the Irish crew. All possible joy that the land could afford was truly expressed to our sovereign lord, who ventures his life our laws to defend. May heaven forever prosperity send to all his whole army, both loyal and true, that soon he may conquer that Irish crew. The Protestant army does flourish amain, both forts, towns, and castles they daily regain, the which when our gracious King William beheld, he as with a transport of happiness filled, and said, "My brave boys, we the wars will pursue, to conquer the French and the Irish crew." Nay, further our monarch was pleased to declare, saying, "My brave soldiers, all possible care shall always be taken for you while I reign, that none may have any just cause to complain. My bounty shall be, sirs, extended to you when once we have conquered the Irish crew. With you, my brave boys, to the field will I go. Our Protestant courage will daunt them, I know. The bog-trotting Tories are subject to run, who cannot endure the loud noise of a gun. With courage and conduct, my lads will pursue to conquer the French and the Irish crew." As soon as King William had ended his speech, Duke Schomberg, he said, "May it please you, my liege, you have a brave army of boys that don't fear the rage and the malice of haughty monsieur. There's nothing so hard but they'll venture to do to conquer the French and the Irish crew."